Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Shakira Robinson. We want to thank you all for calling in and listening this afternoon. I am currently a Purdue University senior graduating in Occupational Environmental Health Sciences and also interning with the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Today we're going to talk about Chapter 1 of Think and Grow Rich, and I have on the line with me Keith Roy. Keith, if you want to introduce yourself, you may do so.
Keith Roy. I am currently a senior at Florida Memorial University. I'm 19 years of age. My major is computer science, and I currently serve as Mr. Florida Memorial University for the 2015-2016 academic school year. I'm also an intern at NCO Construction.
Perfect. All right, Keith, so as you know, we're talking about Think and Grow Rich, so I wanted to ask you a few questions as I was reading the novel that kind of came to mind. First off, we see that Napoleon does a lot with desire. What is your greatest desire?
Well, thank you, Shakira. That is actually a very great question. First of all, my greatest desire is to achieve, and not just achieve, but achieve in every field of human endeavor. So whether it be cleaning up in my house or whether it be just doing a task given to me at my job, I want to be able to do everything that I do to my greatest will. So my greatest desire is to achieve in every field of human endeavor. Also, too, with that being said, I want to be successful. And for me to be successful, I have to put in the hard work, I have to put in the effort, and I'm willing to do so in order to reap the benefits of being successful. So I feel as if I achieve in all aspects of life, if I attempt to achieve in all aspects of life, then I should be able to achieve success.
Yes, definitely. Achievement is key. Also, mentioned in the book, he talked about the 6 steps on how to set up a state of mind. Have you begun setting up your state of mind using those 6 steps?
Well, actually, I have started setting up my state of mind. Currently, about, I want to say it was 3 years ago, I've written down a 20-year plan that where I want to be 20 years from then. And since then, I have been following that adamantly every year, and I've noticed that I have fell a bit behind, but I am not too far behind because I'm still on track. So I know that the first step that Napoleon Hill talks about is determining the exact amount of money desired. Now, I would say that in 20 years, roughly, I want to have a total net worth of about, I want to say, $1 million. Full net worth of $1 million, whether that be in stocks, whether that be in the bank, real estate. But in 20 years, I want to make a gross income of $1 million. So the second step talks about decide what we'll be giving in return for the money. So I know that in order for me to achieve that goal, I would have to get an education. I have to go to college. I would have to get good grades. I would have to graduate. I would have to go to grad school, and then from there, I would have to obtain a job in my career, save up, and begin making my first big investment into my life. So from then, I would set a date, because Napoleon said that you must set a date on which the money will be obtained, and like I did with my 20-year plan, I set for 20 years. So I set the date, and the fourth goal is to create a plan and implement it immediately. And in my 20-year plan, I have written in very good detail of exactly, you know, how I'll implement the plan. So I knew that I wrote the plan, I want to say, right before I started my freshman year in college. So as soon as I wrote it, I went straight into implementing my plan, which was to attend college and get my degree. I'm currently a senior, which means that I'm just one step closer to obtaining my goal. And the last thing that he talks about, which I haven't really been doing, but I need to do, is to read that my 20-year plan twice daily, once in the morning, once at night. And maybe that will keep me abreast or keep me on par with where I need to be every year until 20 years to attain my goal. So I know that after reading that chapter, what I have to add to my 20-year plan to obtain $1 million in gross income, which will make me successful and make me achieve my goals.
Wow, that's great. You sound like you have some great plans set out, and I cannot wait to see the successful young man that you will become. All right, so another excerpt in the book was 3 Feet from Gold, and it talks about R.U. Darby's uncle and digging and growing rich. Now, the moral of that story was he stopped digging for gold 3 feet before the actual center of the ore. Now, what does that mean for you about people quitting before the actual success?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that when I was growing up, my father, he would always give me this analogy when it was either with my homework, whether it was with my anything dealing with sports. At the time, I was learning how to play the piano, and I was learning how to play the trumpet. And he always told me that, Keith, quitters never win. Winners never quit. And, you know, when I first thought about it, I was like, okay, you know, Dad, you're saying that, you know, I never really took that to heart. But, you know, as growing up and facing challenges throughout my life, I've noticed that it is very true that quitters never win. And in this story that Napoleon referenced about, basically it was talking about a guy named Mr. Darcy. He sought out to dig for gold. And he bought some equipment. He invested in equipment. And every day for as long as God knows when, he was digging and digging and digging. And he could not find the gold. And he got aggravated. He got upset. And he got to a point where, look, I can't do this anymore. And he just stopped and he quit. So he sold his materials, and basically that same equipment he gave to the new owner, he went to the site where he last digged, and 3 feet, a mere 3 feet under which he stopped mining, there laid a vein of gold. And that just goes to show you that whenever you are trying to accomplish something in life, there will be obstacles. There will be obstacles in your way that will try to bring you down. There will be obstacles in your way that will try to make you not move forward. But the purpose is that within those obstacles, you need to always move forward. Know that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And once you keep that in mind, once you keep your eyes on the prize, you will reach success, because pain is only temporary. And once you realize that after the pain has subsided, that success is on the way. So with that being said, I feel as if quitters never win. People who quit never succeed. And whenever you put your mind to do something, you must continue to do it no matter the circumstance, no matter the obstacle. You must fight your way through, because at the end of the tunnel, there is light, there is success just waiting for you to open it and grab with open arms.
Wow, that's great that you said that, because then I wanted to ask you about, you spoke about failure, and what exactly does failure mean to you, and how do you think that we can move forward or move backwards out of a failure mindset?
Well, I would first like to say that failure is a very interesting thing. At first sight, when people experience failure, they get upset, they become sad, and they, you know, basically feel defeated. And like I always tell anybody that, you know, I come across, or if anybody asks about my own personal success, I always tell them that I didn't just wake up and, you know, became the man who I am today, it took a multiplicity and enormous amount of failure for me to get where I am today. And, you know, I stand here today saying that failure is not moving backwards, but it is actually moving forward. Because if you realize you have to fail for you to succeed, and, you know, listening to motivational speakers, they say that if you go throughout life without ever failing, that means that you have lived so cautiously in life that you already failed by default. People that reap big rewards, they experience great failure. You know, the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward, but at the same time, the bigger the failure. So, in my opinion, you need to fail in order to succeed. And also, too, in the book by Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he makes reference to Thomas Edison and his creation of the electric bulb. Thomas Edison didn't just wake up one day and said, hey, I have an idea. I'm going to create the light bulb. And he went in his laboratory and thought about it, and the next day, boom, he had an electric bulb. No, it took him about 10,000 attempts for Thomas Edison to perfect and create the light bulb that we see today, that we use all across this nation and all across the world. And one must realize that with each attempt, he experienced some sort of failure. But the thing is, that failure was what made him move forward in each attempt. That failure is what has allowed him to actually write down and say, okay, I can do this. Let me try something else. Okay, I can do this. Let me try something else. Oh, this works, so let me try this. And with each failure came another success. And eventually, after 10,000 attempts, he was able to perfectly create the light bulb.
Wow. Profound words, man. You definitely know a little something of what you're, you know, interested in and what you're striving for and what it is exactly you mean. So what exactly do you look forward to when completing this novel and learning more about how to apply these principles to your everyday life?
Well, after reading the book in its entirety, I intend to gain more inspiration, more motivation, and a better realization of what exactly I need to do to become successful. Because I already have the basics, and I've already grasped some idea of what it takes. But, you know, all knowledge is good knowledge. And I've noticed by reading this book, I've understand a little more of what I need to do to get to the place I need to be. Some of the things that I've read, I've already understand and have already been putting it, but there's been some things in the book that actually made me think twice about what I was doing wrong and actually put me in the direction that I need to be successful. So I encourage anybody that wants to be successful in life, that wants to go places, that wants to travel the world, that just basically wants to be in charge of their own life, to read this book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill really sets the tone and the atmosphere for one's life in putting their mindset and where it needs to be in order for them to be successful. It engages you one-on-one. It allows you to get actually get engaged with the book. It gives you activities for you to do. So it's not just you reading the book. It's actually you doing things and reading the book at the same time. So not only are you reading and grasping the information, but you're actually putting that information into practice. So I encourage anybody that wants to be successful, go ahead, read the book. You can buy it. You can go and find the PDF version online. But just go ahead and read the book, because trust me, the words in that book are very inspiring.
Wow. Well, we have run out of time yet again. I thank you for tuning in with us this afternoon. It was great talking with you, and I can't wait to share my words after reading this chapter on what it is that I gained from it. So I thank you for calling in, Keith, and to all of
you listeners.
No
problem. It's a pleasure.
We appreciate you all. Thank you.
Thank you.